But not the next song. The next song is by Outlier and is called Missed Calls. This starts out so strong, and it's immediately interesting. You know, you're immediately wondering what those weird sounds are. Are they sampled vocal notes? Whatever it is, it just draws you right in. And then the lead vocal hits you along with the strong bass notes underneath it, and that lead vocal voice and delivery is strong. And the melody is a good, catchy hook that I've been humming all week, really. So I will say that the following, I don't know what to call it, a verse, you know, whatever you want to call those vocals that are quiet and way back in the background with tons of reverb and other effects. Anyway, that part, like the second verse or whatever you want to call it, is maybe not as good a choice as the rest of the song has. You know, I mean, it doesn't really detract in any significant way, but it's too quiet to hear and it's impossible to make out the lyrics. So the voice is more like this weird, quiet instrument way in the background. And I thought that wasn't very effective. But yeah, I like this song a lot. You know, I think it has a unique sound, great choices, and it all really comes together. I do have one petty little complaint that it cuts off at the very end while the last note or effect is fading out. And that's a small detail, but it's such an easy thing to get right. You know, it's... I know it's sort of like not what people are saying, but yeah, you should sweat the small stuff a little more because we're listening.
I also like this song, even though this kind of modern pop music is really not to my taste. I can appreciate how well put together this was. I love that these missed calls from the title are probably intentional, and the narrator is fed up with, I think, the poor communication from their, you know, and their lack of a shared viewpoint on what's going on with the relationship. And then the frustration of these missed calls combined with like waiting for answers, you know, to important questions or for resolutions that comes through in the song. And I know that the person who created the song has a fair amount of experience with music production. So the sentiment, screw all this latency, I think is funny. And for definitely someone who is involved with music production can appreciate, which made me laugh a little bit. I would say that some of these production choices are a little bit overwrought and maybe too clever for their own good. That vocal section that you're referring to, I think, is the bridge. And it's got these vocal lines, call me if you get this, I'll be waiting here. But you're right, it is barely audible. And I think the idea is it's meant to be barely audible and hard to hear because it's meant to be indicative of poor communication or, you know, that they're doing that thing where the music mirrors the vocal, I think, is the idea.
It's a good take. I hadn't thought about that.
But I don't think it's effective either. I think you just go, huh? Like, what is that?
And it's such a short song for it to take up that amount of time.
Yeah. It's like a missed opportunity. It doesn't, it's not worth the time.
Yeah.